official home of the Scissors is KDY.
This whole basketball season is starting to get a little short. Here we are on the ninth day of February, and West Plains going for their ninth win against Parkview. Parkview switches defenses. This was to be expected. They go to a 1-3-1 trap. At the point, Kraft right side, Robbins cross-court pass, bounce pass low block, back to the corner. Tuma with a three, rims off, no good, to the far corner. Safe from going out of bounds by the Vikings, and they come back. Sanchez long up the floor on the baseline. Johnston goes in, puts it up, and Govan, that is, goes up and scores, and he's fouled on the play. Basket will count. They start the second half with both Govan and Johnson on the floor. So you got 6'9", 6'8", there on the front. The basket good. The free throw is not. Rebound Clayton Robbins for West Plains. 1-point game. Midcourt, right side. Crap. Ball fake, goes baseline. Gets trapped, double team, lobs it back outside. Clayton Robbins back to Jared in front of the West Plains bench. Right elbow, Josiah Long. Shot blocked. Johnson was right there and got a hand on it. That's going to happen. Down the lane, right-hand scoop layup is up and around and good by Josiah Green. 8 points for him. And now the Hornets, I say the Hornets because I looked at the scoreboard, Parkview with the lead. Now pass across on the press. Here's a pass across, layup no good by Briggs Houston. He got fouled. He'll shoot two. West Plains did a good job handling the press that time. 6:54 to go in the first, in the third quarter. That'll be the first personal foul on Jameel Johnson. And Briggs Houston, the free throw shooter for West Plains. It's up and good. Tie game at 24. It would be such a good win if West Plains could win this game, and now lane violation. That'll be on West Plains, so there's no second free throw try. When it happened, Briggs had the ball at the free throw line. He just threw it to the referee. Not even wait to see. Carlito Sanchez outside left side. Josiah Green with a ball fake. Gets it to the baseline. They nearly threw it away. Picked up in the corner by Jameel Johnson. He's being hassled. Timeout called as he was trapped in the corner. 6:30 to play, third quarter. This game is tied. West Plains 24, Parkview 24. Back to Springfield in 30 seconds on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Here in the third quarter, Parkview has outscored West Plains 4-1. This game is tied at 24. Parkview basketball under their own basket. Sanchez will throw the ball in. Gets it in, and Johnson goes up, or Govan goes up. As they got it to the middle, the big kid goes up for the shot and gets fouled in the process. I believe that'll be on Clayton Robbins, and that'll be his first foul. Here's the first free throw for Govan, and it's up and good. Next try, no good. Tipped over. Govan gets it, goes up and lays it in. So it's essentially a three-point play. And now we'll get a foul in the backcourt as West Plains played the ball in. And I was hoping that would be Govan getting the foul. Instead, it's going to be on Josiah Green, his second. They have four players now with two fouls. And now a tip pass on the inbound. You got to come back to the basketball. Lob over the top. Govan lays it up and good. Timeout, West Plains. 6:12 to play, third quarter, and the lead quickly is out to five. For the Vikings, they lead 29-24. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Parkview has gone to a different defensive look here in the second half, and it has really messed with West Plains. We've been outscored 9-1, and Jared Kraft will throw the ball into the backcourt for the Scissors. keep it out of the hot spots, and keep it moving. Right side, Ethan Tuma. Up the right side. Pass it. Cross court, wide open, two-handed dunk for Briggs Houston. We'll take that every time. Good look up the floor, 29-26. Loose ball stolen. Ethan Tuma up ahead. Jared Kraft all the way to the hole. Right-hand layup, good. I don't know what Mason told him at the timeout, but he needs to keep repeating that. 29-28. Free throw line. Govan dipped down. Pass knocked away and stolen. West Plains again on the break. Jared Kraft coast to coast. Right-hand runner good. West Plains back on top. 30-29. Alley pass. Bad pass. Throw it away. We're going to get a whistle and a foul call before the ball was thrown away. A holding foul, probably Briggs Houston. Nope, Clayton Robbins. That'll be his third. Jacob Moore will check in for the Scissors. Inbound play at the right point. Finley with a three. No good. Rebound Josiah Long for the Scissors. 30-29 West Plains. 5:15 to go in the third. Impressive little run here to get not only back even, but take the lead for West Plains. Jacob Moore, bounce pass, low block. Back to the left corner, Tuma. At the left point, Briggs steps out, shoots the three. That won't go. And we'll have a foul call against Parkview, and that's a good call. Carlito Sanchez with a push from behind. Number three on him. He may have to take a seat, and he will. Chris Young will check in the lineup now for the Parkview Vikings. Inbound play, down low, pass across, nearly thrown away, saved, though, by Josiah Long, and now Ethan Tuma with it. Near the timeline, Jared Kraft, guarded by the 6'8" Eli Govan. Left point, Briggs over, Jared has it, baseline all the way, puts up the runner, no good, he got pushed, no whistle, and picked up by Chris Young. Long pass up the floor, step through, Govan lays it up and good. Boy, this kid can really run the floor. In the front court, Tuma, pass across, ball deflected out of bounds. It'll be the West Plains basketball. 31-30, Parkview leads by one. Outside official helping on the play. That ball was definitely tipped out of bounds by Parkview. West Plains ball front court in the corner, in the left corner. Here's the inbound play. Josiah Long has it on the left sideline. Gets a screen, rubs off that, and now we'll have a blocking foul call on Parkview. Jamil Johnson has his second foul. Tuma on the inbound. No one comes to the basketball. Now Josiah Long does, and they get it in. Top of the circle, back out to the point, Jared Kraft. Dribbles to the elbow, back out, Jacob Moore. Now on the right side, Josiah. To the point, Jared Kraft. No screen to work off of, now on the left side. Now they get the ball inside, there's Briggs. Back to the corner, Josiah drives, whistle, that'll be a charge. Good call. Josiah Long went left baseline, and the defender had position. Took the charge. 31-30. Parkview still by one. They took the lead again on that dunk by Govan a moment ago. We'll have to clean up the floor under the basket. Before this can continue. West Plains 5 right now. It's still the... Well, it is... Jake Moore with the other starters, Briggs Houston, Ethan Tuma, Josiah Long, and Jared Kraft. T.J. Finley will walk it up the floor and get it across on the right side. Finley will take it over to the left. To the left corner, tipped out of bounds by Josiah Long. It'll stay with the Parkview Vikings. 3:39 left in the third quarter. You want to position yourself, give yourself a chance to win on the road. To do that, you got to keep it close. West Plains has done exactly that. Here's Green for three on the left side. No good. Rebound inside. Chris Young blocked. Pick back up. Now that's got to be a charge on Jameel Johnson, and it is. He got the offensive rebound and just put his shoulder down and railroaded. I think it was Josiah Long, but a foul on Johnson. That's his third. So on that note, Tayshawn Finley will come back in the lineup, and he'll come in for Johnson for the Parkview Vikings. Inbound play to midcourt. Briggs Houston, double team back out to Ethan Tuma. Tuma to the point. On the left sideline now. Back to the zone trap by Parkview. It's going to be open diagonal if you just keep moving the ball from side to side. Eventually, that will open wide up. Josiah Long will hold it. On the left side, lob pass, left baseline, Briggs Houston. Back out to Josiah. Dribbles through the double team. At the point, Jared Kraft for a three. Good! Parkview fans were screaming boring. I didn't find that boring at all. Three-point shot makes it a two-point game, 33-31. At the free throw line, Green, and a reach in on Kraft, swiping at the ball as he got it in the paint. And foul number two on Jared Kraft. 33-31. It really looked like that Parkview was going to stretch this thing out. They got a five-point lead early in this half. Free throw was around and out, no good. By Desai, has 8 points tonight, and he is now one out of three from the line. But after a timeout, West Plains roared back and took a lead. Now it's a one-point lead, 33-32, after that second free throw goes in for Desiah Green for Parkview. Front court, Josiah dribbles to the baseline, gets it inside now to the point. Jacob Moore fakes the shot, back out, breaks Houston with an up fake, dribbles, kicks it to the point, Tuma. Jacob Moore to the point, Jared Kraft. Back out to Josiah Long. We're down to 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Tuma with the basketball. Briggs Houston over to Josiah Long. Here's a deflection out of bounds off the hands of Chris Young for Parkview. They'll stay with West Plains. 1:59 to play, third quarter. The inbound play will be triggered by Ethan Tuma in the corner. Gets it into Kraft, feeds it back to Ethan. He'll move it back out on the side in front of the West Plains bench. Crossover dribble, beats his man, goes up left hand, layup, good, good move. Off the dribble as he beat T.J. Hill and Ethan Tuma's first basket. 35-32. High post deflected away. They tried to force it inside to Finley, and it was deflected. And now West Plains comes back with it. Jared Kraft, Ethan Tuma. He's bumped out front in a hand check foul. Boy, that's a bad foul. T.J. Hill, about 10 feet from the timeline, just gave him a two-hand hand check, and that was in front of the officials and everybody. So Ethan Tuma will be at the free throw line, shooting the two-shot bonus. We'll get a sub for Parkview after this first one. Ethan at the line, first try, good. 36-32. Josiah Green goes out of the lineup for them. And the next free throw is good. Ethan Tuma, 2 out of 2, 4 points in the quarter. Christian Cordova comes in the lineup now for the Parkview Vikings. He is a 6-foot guard. Here's a shot outside for three. And Cordova, well, I'm sorry, that actually was T.J. Hill. with a three, his first of the ball game. That makes it a two-point game again, 37-35. Left corner, Briggs Houston. Outside, Josiah Long with it. Now over to Jacob Moore to the point. Jared Kraft pops out. We're down to 43 seconds to play in the third quarter. If I was West Plains, I'd be very tempted to hold for one here. On the right, it's Tuma. On the sideline, Kraft, don't get trapped over there. Now get the ball back outside. Tuma, hook pass across. Boy, throwing the ball across court makes me a little nauseous. Long to the point to Tuma, 19 seconds to go in the quarter. West Plains ahead by two, 37-35. Josiah Long gets a screen, dribbles over, dribbles down, stops, bounces it outside. Briggs Houston with a three ball. Good! Briggs Houston with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Knocks in a three, a shot from the other end, no good. West Plains going to the fourth with a five-point lead, 40-35. And we're back in Springfield in 1 minute on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
8 minutes away from the end, maybe. It's 40-35, West Plains by five over Parkview. Carlito Sanchez will bring the ball up the floor for the Vikings. West Plains playing terrific basketball tonight. Lob pass, low block, Jameel Johnson double team. Drop step, trapped underneath, and he traveled with the basketball. Good defense, Briggs Houston. Way to go. Briggs held his ground when Johnson tried to go around him. Turnover six on the Vikings. West Plains has seven. Jared Kraft, front court, right corner. Spin move, good move. Briggs all the way to the hole, puts it up, and he dunks it. And we'll get a foul call. The basket's going to count. Briggs hung on the rim on the shot. Ball rattled around and went up, but the officials are going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he did that for his own protection. So it's a bucket plus one. What a break. You know, if they'd called that a technical, you could not have argued. Well, you could have, but you'd have been wrong. Now the officials are talking at midcourt. That's never a good sign. 40-35. So, all things are as they were. You can hang on the rim on a play like that, on a dunk, if you're being undercut. They are verifying that basket does count. 42-35, one shot now for Briggs Houston. And I didn't see who the foul was on. Probably Jameel Johnson. That'd be his fourth. Here's the free throw for Briggs. In and out and no good. Johnson with a rebound and a foul on West Plains on the rebound try. Jacob Moore with a foul on the rebound for West Plains. Vikings in the front court. They're down by seven. Left side, Cordova. To the right point, Sanchez penetrates, kicks it back outside. Jameel Johnson dribbles down the lane to the corner. Three ball is up. No good. Long rebound to the corner. Johnson has it. Sanchez dribbles through. He's cut off, puts up the shot, and he got fouled on the play with 7:16 to go. Sanchez is about tall as a toe sack. Here's the inbound play, and it's tipped away and stolen. West Plains comes away with a turnover. Zizzer's with the ball, 7:10 to play, up by 7, 42-35. Briggs Houston to the right corner, Jacob Moore. Now on the left baseline, touch pass back. Tuma back outside, Briggs Houston. To the point, Josiah Long. Jared Kraft, 6:45 to play. Kraft has the basketball out front, picked up by T.J. Hill. Faked one way, spins back the other one. To the right corner, Tuma. Briggs Houston, he'll hold it out front. Dribble down to the left corner, Jacob Moore with it. Boy, that lane is wide open if someone wants to cut. Josiah Long out front. West Plains really pulling them away from the basket. Ethan Tuma over to Jared Kraft. Josiah Long, pass down low, tipped out of bounds by Johnson. There's another example of what I'm talking about when I say bounce it instead of throw it over the top. It's hard to throw it over the top when you're 6'3 and the other guy is 6'9. Inbound play in the corner, Jacob Moore. Wraparound pass, low block. Handed off, Jacob goes in. Turns, right-hand baby hook. Shot won't go. Tipped out of bounds by Parkview. It'll stay with West Plains as Jacob Moore took a hard fall. But he's tough as an old shoe, and he gets back up, and he's ready to go again. I really admire that about Jacob Moore. He is a gritty kid. Inbound play, West Plains. Josiah Long out to Jacob. To the corner, he'll be double team. Wrap around pass, Josiah Long. Let's slow it down a little bit here. 6 minutes to play, up by seven. Josiah Long, and a whistle and a travel as the ball. He carried the ball because someone reached in and slapped it. He grabbed it and traveled with it. Clock running again with 5:50 to go. West Plains back to the matchup zone. Sanchez left side to the point. T.J. Hill on the right side. Cordova drives. Dishes to the corner. Nearly thrown away. It's saved, though, by Johnson. And now a timeout's going to be called by Parkview. A 30-second timeout. 5:38 to go. West Plains with their biggest lead of the game. 42-35. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Can West Plains pull a big upset here tonight? We're thinking about it. 5:38 to play in the fourth. 42-35, West Plains by seven. Parkview basketball back to play. DJ Hill, left side, left corner. Cordova back on the wing. They get the ball inside. Johnson triple team. Turns right-hand shot, back iron, no good. Rebound, Jacob Moore for West Plains. Behind you, there he is, Jared Kraft. He was looking for help. Now up the right side. West Plains attacks. Left side, Jacob Moore drifts to the corner, double-teamed, and he's fouled on the play, and that's Sanchez. If it is on Sanchez, that'll be his fourth. And it is. And so Sanchez has to come out for Josiah Green. That gives him a little more scoring, some better shooting. West Plains ball underneath, 5:14 to play. Out front, Briggs Houston. And the ball thrown away. He's going to feed it over to Jared Kraft. And about the time he got ready to let it go, Jared broke to the corner. That hurts. You could have taken some time off the clock with that possession. It's down to 5:05. T.J. Hill out front. Pass to the high post. Green works his way in. Puts up a tough shot off the back iron. No good. And a foul will be called inside as Jameel Johnson, 6'9 postman, they got it and was fouled. Jared Kraft with his third foul. Johnson, they actually pronounce that Jamile, don't they? Has 4 points tonight. His first free throw try here, good. 42-36, and if you're West Plains, get ready. Here comes the press. Maybe even after a missed free throw. And it's good. Here it comes. Can we negotiate this? Long pass up ahead. Josiah Long. Pass over. Jacob Moore. This is off. Two-handed dunk by Briggs Houston. Terrific. 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 Briggs down with 19. Pass to the right side on the baseline. Green out to the left point. Hill for a three, and it's good. Boy, that's a big shot. 44-40, and West Plains throws the ball in, but Josiah did not clear the timeline, or I should say the baseline, and turns the basketball over. 4:32 to go. 44-40. West Plains leads Parkview back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Parkview gets the basketball on the turnover, and they'll throw it in underneath their own basket. Josiah Green will throw the ball in. For Parkview, West Plains back to the 2-3 zone. Here's the inbound play. They'll lob it out front, now to the right side. DJ Hill Cordova to the point, to the right side. Green to the post. Johnson got away with the walk. Now in the left corner, three, no good. And an over-the-back foul will be called on Jamile Johnson. That'll be his fourth foul. So number four on Big Jamile Johnson. They're going to take him out of the game with 4:18 to go. Wow. I love they probably leave him in with this little time, but they take him out and put Tayshaun Finley back in. Here comes the press. Let's handle it. Make smart passes here. Take care of the basketball. Front court. Tuma has it now. Get into your offense and run some time here. Look for an easy shot. Kraft dribbles in ball. Lost on the floor. Tie up, and it'll be Parkview basketball. That was forcing the ball a little bit. In this situation, probably not the right thing to do. West Plains had six turnovers the first three quarters. They have five in this quarter. The side of Green on the left side. West Plains by four with 3:44 to go. Into the middle. Lob pass over the top. Finley posts inside. Goes up. No good, but he got fouled. He'll shoot two. Tayshaun Finley draws the personal. So number two on Josiah Long. And in crunch time, Parkview doing what you'd expect them to do, take it inside where they have that size working for them. Free throw shooter is Tayshaun Finley. He hadn't scored yet tonight until then. 44-41. 3:38 to play. And no good. Rims off. Ball slapped off the backboard by Josiah Long, and he comes down with it. West Plains by three. Josiah front court. Let's play station to station a little bit here. On the low block, Briggs Houston double team. Works to the middle. Back outside. Jacob Moore to the point. Jared Kraft over to Ethan Tuma. Briggs Houston dribbles across, gets it to Jacob Moore. Loses his man all the way in. Right-hand shot is off the bottom of the rim. No good. Back on the break the other way. Johnson goes up. Whistle and a blocking foul is the call on Josiah Long. And that'll put Johnson on the line. Or in this case, it's going to be Eli Govan on the line. And they'll get Johnson back in their lineup here on the dead ball. 3:05 to go. Eli Govan, one out of two from the line tonight. 3:05 to go. Free throw try, way short, no good. Sanchez back in for the Vikings. Johnson back in for the Vikings, so they have their twin towers in there. Jacob Moore goes out. Christian Robbins comes in. Next try, good. Two-point game. Full court press. In the middle, Josiah Long bounces it across. Jared Kraft back to Josiah in the middle. Under 3 minutes to go, 44-42. Dribble to the corner, Briggs Houston back outside. Tuma almost, it is stolen. A back pass. And a double dribble will be called, so the teams will trade turnovers. What a lucky break for West Plains. .241 to go. West Plains gets the basketball back. On the inbound play. Josiah Long out near midcourt will dribble it across, bounce it to Christian Robbins, and now to Jared Kraft. Gets the screen, dribbles down the key all the way, right-hand floater high off the board and good. What a shot by Jared Kraft with 2:24 to go. Way high off the backboard, high above the square, floating down the right side. 46-42, a huge shot for West Plains. Now they'll get the ball inside. Johnson goes up, or Govan goes up, and he misses the shot, but he'll be fouled on the play. Third foul on Briggs Houston. West Plains has three players with three. Briggs Houston, Jared Kraft, and Christian Robbins. Free throw shooter is Eli Govan. He's two out of four from the line. And the first one rims off. No good. Second attempt. And it is no good, and the rebound is tipped long out of bounds, and it's going to be West Plains basketball. Wow, what a break there. So we're getting some breaks when we need them. 2:08 to go, up by four. Jared Kraft. In the backcourt, up the floor, Ethan Tuma. 2 minutes to go, and West Plains with the basketball. Cross court, Josiah Long drives the lane. Hang shoots and scores. Josiah Long attacks the basket, much to Parkview's surprise. It's 48-42 with a minute 48 to go. Sanchez out front. Boy, if we can get a stop right here. Sanchez on the left side, high screen, goes right, dribbles through. Ball knocked away, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Jared Kraft, probably. Number four on Jared. So that will put Sanchez on the line to shoot two. Little fella's first try here is no good, way too hard. Now if you're West Plains, you've got to think about what you're doing here. You got to block off on this second free throw. Block off. Next try is good. Sanchez has 3 points tonight. Up the floor, all the way up to the floor. Here's a layup, no good. Block, but picked up by the Zizzers. Layup by Kraft is good as Briggs Houston got it back to Jared after the block. 50-42, 1:24 to go. Don't foul, and that's going to be a blocking foul on Jared Kraft, I think. Or is it going to be, who is it going to be on? Jared Kraft just fouled out of the basketball game. With 1:22 left to play. Why are they giving the basketball to the free throw shooter? We had a kid that just fouled out. And Josiah Green made the free throw. Well, it's not his fault. He didn't take the ball from the officials. You have 60 seconds to make a change after a foul out. And that was the foul on Jared Kraft. Are they going to count that free throw? I'm not sure. They put it up on the board. Or did they? Nope, they didn't. Okay, so that free throw is not going to count. Jacob Moore in the game. Jared Kraft fouls out. What a fantastic night for him with 19 points. Free throw, good. Josiah Green with one more. 50-44, West Plains, minute 22 to go. Still quite a bit of time left. Next try is good. Josiah Long in the backcourt. Gets hung up midair, gets it to Jacob Moore, and a whistle and a blocking foul at midcourt. That'll be two shots. Sanchez just fouled out of the ball game, so there goes their point guard. Fair is fair, I guess. He fouls out with 3 points. And when it comes to pressure, it's good to have him out of the basketball game. He fouls out with three. And it'll be Jacob Moore. Okay, that's not the bonus yet. That was just a fourth team foul. Christian Robbins on the inbound play. First, you got to get the ball in. 1:15 to go. There's Briggs in the corner. Hands it off, and a loose ball. So picked back up and laid up and in by Josiah Long. The bounces are going our way, 52-45. Don't foul. Ball knocked out of bounds on the Parkview bench. He'll stay with the Vikings. West Plains by 7 with 1:04 to go. Finley up front. Play tight D. Here's the three at the point. No good. Long rebound. Johnson, they'll fire another three, and that is good. Cordova with the three-point shot. Makes it a four-point game. 51.7 to play. Timeout on the floor. It'll be a full timeout with the score. West Plains 52, Parkview 48. Back in a minute on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
What a whale of a basketball game tonight. West Plains here in Springfield playing the game at Hillcrest High School against Springfield Parkview. And the Scissors have a four-point lead, 52-48. And it'll be West Plains ball in the backcourt. 51 seconds left. Both teams over the limit foul-wise. So every foul is two shots except player control. Here's the inbound play. Ethan Tuma has it. Double-teamed in the backcourt, lost the ball. Stolen, layup, good. Green with the bucket. Two-point game, 40 seconds left. Up the floor, here's a whistle and a reach-in foul as Josiah Long, as they broke the press, and he went right to the basket. But a foul will be called. It'll be two shots. Fourth foul on Eli Govan. And Josiah Long, the free throw shooter, need them both. Two would be fantastic. One would be necessary. First one, good. This is the frosting on the cupcake right here. If he can make this, that makes it a two-possession game. Come on, Josiah. And it's good. 54-50, 30 seconds to go. Top of the circle. Finley, they're trying to get that three. Look, there it is from the right side. Cordova, no good. Rebound inside. Johnson goes up, dumps it down, knocked away, and stolen. West Plains gets the turnover. Feed it up the floor to Tuma. 15 seconds. Now to Bridge Houston. Goes up, got it blocked from behind. That comes Parkview. You don't want to foul here. And West Plains fouls with 9 seconds left. Christian Robbins with his fourth foul. And at the line, T.J. Hill, first free throw good. Now we'll get another timeout. 9 seconds left, 54-51. West Plains leads Parkview by three, and we are back in 1 minute on KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor basketball on Hot Country KDY.
54-51. West Plains leads Parkview at the free throw line. T.J. Hill, that is, at the line. If he makes this one, if West Plains can get the ball inbounds, Parkview will probably foul immediately. But you got to block off on this miss if it is one. Here it is, up and good. We'll get the ball inbounds. Josiah Long is fouled with 8 seconds left. Well, if Josiah can make two free throws here, this basketball game is over. Eli Govan just fouled out for Parkview. Tayshawn Finley will come in for the Vikings. One would be great. Two would ice the game. First try is good. One make from pulling an upset. And if this goes in, you just get away. Here's the next one. Good! West Plains is going to win this ball game, 56-52. Up the floor. Just stay away and don't foul. There's the three. It's launched. It's no good. 5-4 put back up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Ball game. West Plains pulls a huge upset in Springfield tonight. Final score 56-52. And we'll recap the scoring in 1 minute on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
What a ball game for the West Plains Scissors as they upset Parkview here tonight by a final of 56-52. West Plains did a great job the first three quarters to take care of the basketball. They turned it over eight times in the fourth, but they overcame that. And they were, in the second half, 7 out of 7 from the line, 4 out of 4 for Josiah Long. He made all four of those free throws here in the last minute. Boy, you talk about pressure and coming through in the pinch. 19 points for Jared Kraft. He led the scoring for West Plains. 16 for Briggs Houston. 15 for Josiah Long. 4 points for Ethan Tuma and 2 for Grant Mahan. Leading scorer in the game for Parkview was 16, Eli Govan. So that raises West Plains' record now to 9-13. And overall, what this really does is the greater effect it has is when you go into the district seedings and you compare wins that you have on your schedule, regardless of your record, this is going to look really good when it comes seeding time for the district for West Plains. They go to 9-13. Parkview falls to 13-9. West Plains wins it by a final score of 56-52. Thanks to Nate Hudson in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Once again, best win of the season by far for West Plains. They win it over Parkview 56-52 in Ozark Conference play. I'm Harlan Hutchison saying good night from the Queen City.
West Plains Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Scissor Basketball is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company and Ozark Radio Network.